This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and we are speaking with Bill Mosienko. Bill is president of AAA Southwest Sweeping, located in the Phoenix area. Hello, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
AAA Southwest Sweeping is our featured contractor of the month for October 2009, so congratulations on that fact, Bill.
Thank you very much.
You got started in 1996 with a pickup truck, a Power Boss, and you were newly excited because you'd moved from Pittsburgh to Phoenix, and I think there's some number of people would be excited about that, all right?
Yeah, it was nice to get out of the dreary weather and into the nice sunshine.
What made you get into sweeping? Why'd you choose that?
It was just a coincidence. A friend of my mother had already been out here for a few years. A neighbor of theirs was doing it. You know, he had his own business, and he enjoyed it. My mother knew that one of my goals in my life was to start my own business. There was a pretty good opportunity here in the Phoenix area at the time because of the growth, and she just ran it by me one day, and I said, well, let's look into it, and next thing you know, I came out and went around with him for a day and kind of watched what he did and kind of learned a little there, and from then on there, we just moved forward, and we went and bought a Power Boss machine and moved forward. We were out here about 3 months after I came down and looked everything over.
So did you, just to be clear, did you come out and then you were in competition with him? Or, I mean, there's plenty of business for everybody.
Well, that's the thing. There was plenty of business to go around. And I owe him a lot. He's a good friend of mine. And he got me started in the business. And he gave me a few accounts to get started. And so we've been good friends ever since. We've agreed, basically, I'm not going to go after any of his properties. And he's not going to do the same with mine. So,
well, that's the thing. You're in a large enough metro area that there's just lots of prospects out there to go. So you were keyed in on parking area sweeping or indoor sweeping, or what did you do with your Power Boss?
Basically, we just focused on parking lots, smaller parking lots at the time, churches, little strip plazas, anything like that, little office buildings, that sort of thing. Grew my business just by knocking on doors, going from door to door, handing them out a little, form about the business and what we do and a little price quote, and little by little just built it up until I recognized we had a need for another Power Boss. We got another Power Boss and got that one busy, and essentially after that, was going good. We decided to get into the street sweeping side of it, and we purchased our first street sweeper.
What did you get in what year?
I should back up a little bit. Originally, I started out just as a one-man show, and that's kind of the way I wanted to keep it. As time went on, I kind of decided, well, let's see what we can do with this. So that's when we decided to pick up the second Power Boss and then get into the street sweeping side. We picked up our first street sweeper, I believe it was in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
We added one on each year because it was just so busy. And our first street sweeper was a Python S2000. And then we purchased another broom, a Stuart Amos.
Uh-huh. Good machine.
And Starfire S4, I believe it's called. And then the next year we purchased a Timco 435.
Also good choices.
We're happy with them.
I know that the economy, of course, we hear about it up here in the state of Washington. We hear what's happened with the Phoenix economy in terms of, kind of movement out of suburbia and so forth. So no doubt your street sweeping potential has gone at least flat, I would assume.
Yes, and honestly, with the contacts that I've made over the last few years, when they have work, they're going to keep me busy. We have a good relationship with our customers, and I have good personal relationships with the superintendents that I've always dealt with, and we've always made it a focus of ours to just really try to interact with on-site personnel. Because those are the guys that need us, and those are the guys that know best of what they need, and it's really important to be in touch with them. I don't do a lot of driving anymore, but even at that, I make the rounds. I go visit the guys. I see how they're doing, just checking in with them, put faces to names. It's just important to make those contacts. It's all about personal relationships. It really is, in building relationships.
Well, it sure is coincidental that you bring that particular topic up, because I just finished a story that we'll be having on World Sweeper about that exact topic, and especially in a recessionary economy, how important relationships are. The punchline is, of course, that if you make those relationships in an expanding economy, then they're there for you in a recessionary.
Exactly.
So that's Good for you. What are the other keys, do you think, in getting into the street sweeping line? I know a lot of people have trouble making that transition from parking area sweeping to street sweeping. Is there anything else you'd offer in terms of contract negotiations or how to work with city folks?
Buy two. Because
of everything.
Yes, because just given the nature of the of what we're doing,
yeah.
Maintenance is a constant issue. You don't want to make a commitment to somebody and be out there for an hour and have your machine go down, or you don't want to say you'll be there the next day and find out that something's broken and you can't get there until well after you said you were going to be there. So, you know, as unrealistic as that is, buy two, it's still, if you've got the capital to invest in buying two, I would definitely recommend something like that. It's obviously, I mean, you're talking about huge dollar commitments, though. So you've just got to make the best with what you've got.
Let me interject with my 20 years of covering the industry, too, is that if you can, you always have a backup. However,
right.
There are some standard wear parts that you need to have on your shelf, and make sure you have those. I think every contractor has had the experience of going out onto a construction job or street sweeping job, some kind of specialty work, and you're there for an hour and you're broke down, or you go to sweep and it doesn't sweep. The question is, what happens after that?
Right.
Are you able to come
and
back?
And it's good if you don't have a second machine, you know, have an arrangement
right.
with a competitor of yours to say, hey, look, you know, I got a machine that went down. Can you come fill in for me? Whatever you have to do to take care of your customers is the bottom line, whatever it takes.
Yeah, and you can't afford to come back 4 days later and say, keep those dump trucks right there, and I'll be back in a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, they're counting on it. They'll shut a site down if you can't go.
Right.
You know, that's...
In some cases, they'll fine you if you can't keep the site going, you know, in milling operations, for example.
Yep.
If you can't get back operational, get it all cleaned up by the time the signs have to come down and traffic comes back, there's huge fines that can happen.
Yep.
How about in arranging to get the business in the first place? You know, what can you offer there? Let's talk about construction first.
We've just basically started receiving a lot of phone calls requesting that type of service, and
mm-hmm.
I just saw a need in the marketplace for it. We just figured we'd take the plunge and get going, and we kept busy. I mean, it was busy. It was booming out here, and Arizona's growing so fast, or it was at least, and a combination of factors. Number one, you know, just the way the economy was at the time, I think pretty much anybody could have gotten started. Backing that up, if you do good work and you're dependable, you're going to get repeat calls, and we did. We became a lot of companies' first choice of you know, who they're going to call first, because we showed up when we said we were going to show up. We didn't sit along the side of the road and talk on our cell phones. We did the work, we got it done, and we paid close attention to what we were doing. Our motto is quality and consistency, and you know, not only with building relationships, that goes hand in hand with it. You've got to provide a quality product or service, and you've got to be consistent in how you do it. If they know you're doing the same thing, they're always going to get a good job from you. You know, you're gonna win them over, and they're gonna be your customer, and they're gonna call you back when they need you.
Well, you know, and through the years, I've talked to contractors, and they've said, you know, I just don't know what to do, because we go out on a job, but nobody really cares who they call. And you have to think you're not doing your job right, because those guys want to call the same person over and over every time, because if you show them that they can count on you, they don't want to go someplace else. They don't want to have two numbers in their Rolodex. They want to have one.
Yep. Or in their cell phone now.
Or in this, I guess. I'm dating myself again, aren't I?
Yes, yeah.
And their BlackBerry, there we go.
Yes, exactly.
So how about the parking lot side of things? How is that held up in the Arizona area these days, and what can you tell us about those kind of contracts and contacts?
I focus on a little bit different niche than probably most of my competitors, where we try to go to the smaller stuff. Like I said originally, the churches, the doctor's offices, the smaller complexes, strip plazas, because we don't have that sort of mid-level air sweeper. We had one, but we got rid of it. It just wasn't my forte, as you would call it.
Well, I think the niche that you're talking about with the smaller ride-on, like a PowerBoss type machine, is one that a lot of contractors don't think about. What they see are dollar signs in their eyes as they go by main thoroughfares and see Walmarts and Targets and huge parking lots, but the competition is not only enormous for those accounts, but a lot of those national companies are going to aggregators that are bringing the prices down to not even be where you can make a normal profit on it, which you have to do to stay in business. So what kind of sizes are you talking about with a PowerBoss machine?
We have always tried to stay away from the bigger parking lots, and in the event that we get calls where there are some big parking lots, we use our, like I said earlier, our Temco, or we will tell them what type of machine we're using. And some parking lots that we do, some of the grocery stores, what we'll do is we'll do our detail work with our blowers, and then we'll spot sweep with the PowerBoss, and actually that can provide just as good of the level as the fast-moving vacuum sweepers, because we can get along those curb lines really well, and we can spot sweep the entire lot and then focus on a little section each night that we're there. Therefore, by the end of the week, that whole parking lot surface is spotless, free of rocks and sand and everything else, because there's a lot of sand that accumulates out here as well that most of these air sweepers won't pick up. So that's some ways that we've gotten around, you know, with the larger stuff.
And able to give a better level of service with a little different technology than most people think of.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
What else might you talk about that's created business success for you?
Number one, we answer our phones. We make it a point to try to answer our phones 99% of the time. We shoot for 100, but sometimes there's just circumstances where it doesn't happen. But we really make an effort at all times to pick up our phone and answer our phone and have someone available to take care of the people when they call. You know, earlier I mentioned about the customer service level, and that goes with it, you know, making the contact. Just treating people well, showing them their concern is essentially your concern, and you want to help them solve that they have. And in the event, you know, you're there as a problem solver, essentially. And if you can come through for them, you're going to win them over, and they're going to know who to call whenever they have another property or another job. You know, you're their guy.
Do you do anything else besides sweeping, or do you specialize strictly in that? Do you do large item removal or any kind of pavement-oriented things?
We have considered going into the pressure washing at this time. I subcontracted out to a guy that I know who does really, really good work. You know, usually I'll just, if depending on what the customer wants, I'll have them deal directly with him, or I'll put his quote in with my bid or something like that. But whatever they prefer to do, I don't try to make any money off of it at this time. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add to this?
I think, you know, right now with the state of the economy, our parking lot, because I'm confident and believe we do good work, we have not lost business, and in fact we've gained it. We still are maintaining aggressive advertising. Right now, the internet seems to be the best way of doing that.
And you know, when you talk about internet advertising, I'll put a quick plug in here for World Sweepers Contractor Locator. I've been astonished at the traffic that we get from out-of-state property managers looking for local contractors, you know, in remote places. Most everybody that has a listing with us, and by the way, you get a complimentary 90-day listing in our Contractor Locator for being a featured contractor. But most everybody is getting a minimum of 20 prospect visits a month, which is
really
astonishing when you think about it.
That is.
You know, how the internet has grown like that.
Yep. You know, parking lot's going strong, so I feel very fortunate to have kept that side of the business when the construction boom was going off, and, you know, there were other contractors out there selling their parking lot side of it because they, you know, they thought they could rely solely on their street sweeping. But I'm glad we're diversified and that we have the, you know, we have the regenerative air, we have the big brooms, and we have the power bosses, which actually, another thing I should mention is that the power bosses become fairly popular with contractors now, too. Because they sweep so well for cleanup sweeps, final cleanups and things like that, covered parking or garages and things like that, it's become very popular. Usually once a contractor sees how well it sweeps, they'll specifically request that we bring out that machine.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are very flexible as long as you're not trying to do the football field Walmarts and those kinds of things. And they do allow you to do indoor work. They allow you to do parking garage work, and so that's so critical. And I know that PowerBoss will enjoy hearing what amounts to a plug for their equipment, and you obviously are happy with the way they sweep and the service you've gotten from them, or you wouldn't be sticking with PowerBoss. So.
I mean, it's just dollar for dollar. It's a good, dependable sweeper.
It sounds to me like dollar for dollar, AAA Southwest Sweeping is a good, dependable sweeping contractor to call in Phoenix, too. So let's leave it at that. We'll say again, we've been speaking with Bill Mosienko, and he's president of AAA Southwest Sweeping, located in the Phoenix area. And congratulations again for being the WorldSweeper.com featured contractor of the month.
Thank you very much.